As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures. We'll be reading from the Gospel of Mark, the 15th chapter, verses 40 through 41. Two verses. There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. These used to follow him and provided for him while he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time of worship that we can gather here in this place that after a week of spring break, things will kind of go back tomorrow to school. Kids will go back to school and teachers, and we'll resume for a few days before another break. May all be safe. God, we thank you for this time together in worship. For your word for us for today, for a community of love and support, of encouragement, to know that we're not alone on this journey as we go through the joyful and challenging moments of life. We pray, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Here we are in the fifth Sunday, fifth week of Lent. Throughout this season, we've been looking at different parts of the Passion story leading up to the death and resurrection of Jesus that we'll really look at beginning next week as Palm Sunday and then into Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. But we've been looking, kind of jumping around in the Passion story, looking at unlikely characters of the scripture that that are used to bring good points and encouragement to us and each of us. The unlikely. This morning's reading actually, you know, takes place after the crucifixion. So after, well, next week we'll read Palm Sunday, but this scripture today takes place after the crucifixion. So we're kind of skipping around, jumping around throughout the scriptures. So here we are in Mark 15, verses 40 through 41. The crucifixion has already happened. The death of Jesus has already happened. And now we read about these women who have showed up looking on from a distance as Jesus was indeed crucified. Crucifixion was the worst of the worst types of death that one could experience as the Romans chose to place this rebel Jesus on full display for all the world to see his humiliation. At this moment, most of the disciples have scattered, which is a very human response. In this morning's scripture, we read about Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Joseph and Salome, who showed up at the cross in order to be with Jesus in the moment. They were not merely observers, but they were followers of Jesus, and each of the four Gospels mention by name different women who showed up at the crucifixion. And the mentioning of them by name underscores the deep value of their loyalty and the profound love that they bore for Jesus. Despite the danger and the sorrow of the moment, they remain close enough to observe the events unfolding before them. The women showed up. They didn't scatter. They didn't hide. So often we scatter and hide. Like most of the disciples, we don't do well with difficult moments in life. When times get tough and challenging, it's easier, the human response, to hide, to find another spot, to go be somewhere else. Sometimes when life gets hard, when news is bad, when stepping away, stepping out seems too risky, we put ourselves in a comfortable place. We cling to what feels safe and predictable. Sometimes we are in a hurry with our lives and we've learned all kinds of excuses for why we choose not to get involved. I've seen this even in the local church, not here at Northwest Hills, of course, but I've seen it in churches that when a church is going through some kind of transition in seasons of ministry, when maybe the children or youth ministries or adult ministries is not as big or as vibrant as it used to be, folks can sometimes, well, I'll just go find another church community. That's easier than to help restore and grow and invest in beginning new ministry in a current church. And one of the main reasons is because when we enter into those uncomfortable, challenging moments, it's costly. It's costly in ways of time and talent and resources. And we've been convinced that grass is greener on the other side. Not all the time, but we can sometimes do this when we don't speak up in the face of injustice and oppression, or when we look the other way when we see a need. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of courage is the mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, or withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. In the final moments of Jesus' life, we see courage emerge as the women, with the women, among the women at the cross. They did not run, they did not hide, but instead bore witness to the suffering of Jesus. They had witnessed his miracles, they had heard of his teachings. They now, in the darkest moment of Jesus' life, they stand by him, offering their love and support any way they could. You see, they did more than talk about faith, they lived faith. They showed up when it would be easier to hide. The loyal service, the steadfast presence of these women emphasize that true discipleship is characterized by an unwavering dedication, even in the darkest of hours. As they stood at the foot of the cross, their hearts heavy with grief, but their presence is a testimony of their love of Jesus. Their devotion serves as a powerful example for all believers, demonstrating the importance of serving and standing with Jesus in good times and bad. And in a world where steadfastness can be rare, their dedication and courage to show up inspires us to stand by our faith and loved ones, even in challenging circumstances. Over my lifetime, growing up, there were two teams that my dad would schedule his life around, his day around, everything around. He would not miss sitting there to watch the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas A&M Aggies. There was nothing getting in between my dad watching these two teams. He loved these teams through, and he was committed to them whether they were in their glory years of the Cowboys in their 90s, or the Aggies more recently, I guess, I don't know, in which he was there. He was there to watch them. He was there in moments that they were great and not great, and I just couldn't understand it. There were some games and some seasons I was watching the two teams play, and it was painful to watch him suffer in the ways he was, loss after loss. But my dad would continue to wear the hats and the shirts and support them. He was committed, so committed to Texas A&M that he donated his body to the school when he passed almost 2 years ago. He had joked about spreading his ashes on Kyle Field, but I guess he did the best that he could. On April 9th, We got a letter in the mail that on April 9th, the school's hosting a thank you ceremony for all of those who donated their bodies to help students grow in the medical field. I didn't understand it again, but that gift that he made to A&M will help students grow, will help medical research. His commitment to A&M and to Cowboys was not the only thing he loved. He loved Christ and the church. You see, the church is meant to be a courageous, committed community where people bound not by DNA or status or power, but by the deep and abiding love of Christ. That the church and the people of God belong to one another, caring for one another, and bound together by something bigger than what we wear or who we support, but by our faith in Jesus. We walk alongside one another. We see people the way Jesus does, not as problems to be solved, but as family to be supported in the joyful moments and in the challenging moments. You see, these women's presence of showing up conveyed their solidarity and their empathy, showing that they were there for Jesus even in his suffering. And we too can offer our presence to those who are experiencing pain or hardship, letting them know that they are not alone. These two verses, Mark 15, 40 through 41, show us that discipleship is about showing up, staying close, loving Jesus with a devotion that refuses to turn away. Following Jesus means we stop waiting for others to fix what's broken and we partner with God in the work of restoration. We show up in moments it would be easier to sleep in. We show up in moments in which we don't know what to say. We show up in moments when our presence means I see you and I care. The women in today's scripture urge us to lead lives of commitment, remaining courageous in our faith, unwavering in our support for one another. Following Jesus means showing up both when life falls apart and when joy overflows. I would invite you to ponder these verses, two short verses, and consider how Jesus is calling you and I to stand with him in our lives. May we draw inspiration from the example of these women to strive, to serve, to follow Jesus wholeheartedly, no matter the circumstances. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the example of this unlikely courage of these women to show up, to be close to Jesus, to continue to serve him by their presence, by their support, by their time. Lord, guide and direct us in moments that aren't easy, that we might likewise be there to show our support and our love for you as we continue to grow as disciples. We pray all of this in Christ's holy name. Amen.